From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. For many years, Detroit residents and businesses didn't see a lot of services from the city. After an emergency manager and bankruptcy, one of the first city officials some people saw was an inspector or police officer citing them for a building or business violation. Some business owners say it got ridiculous. Last fall, Arab American gas station owners asked to meet with the Detroit Police Department about getting multiple citations for the same offenses. They complained that police officers would issue tickets for things such as an expired business license. The gas station owners would apply for the license and pay the fee. Before City Hall could issue the license, the police would stop by again and issue another ticket. Natasha Dedo is a reporter at the Arab American News, one of our Detroit Journalism Cooperative partners. She covered those meetings and recalls the business owners felt disrespected.
So a lot of them feel, you know, we've been here for decades and, you know, this is how we're being treated.
Dedo says she remembers the gas station owners complaining about how useless the meetings with the police department seemed to be, saying to her,
you know, they promised they would fix this issue. They never did. We attended a second meeting and, you know, we feel like, should we really even keep meeting with the police department regarding this issue?
Ghassan Harani was one of those owners. He says besides multiple tickets at their place of business, sometimes owners would get additional citations in the mail at home.
We have to go to the court and then they dismiss the whole thing. It's a waste of time for me, for the police department, for the court. This waste of time for all of us.
We tried to find out if this problem of multiple citations for the same offense is affecting all small business owners in Detroit. The Michigan Black Chamber of Commerce indicates it's not been an issue for its membership. Detroit Police Chief James Craig said he would implement a moratorium on random officers issuing tickets at the Arab American gas stations. Whether that happened or not is unclear. The Detroit Police Department didn't respond to questions about the issue. Nasser Baydoun is a Detroit business owner and former executive director of the Arab American Chamber of Commerce. He says he does note that today only certain police officers are now checking businesses for things like the license or certificate of compliance. Soon, they'll also check that all gas stations have closed-circuit TVs to better monitor the all-too-frequent carjackings and robberies at Detroit gas stations.
Now they have specially trained officers who just do business license, and basically they are guided by the building department. And then, you know, they're told where to go and check.
Baydoun says they're still having problems with inspectors in the city's building safety, engineering, and environmental department.
Well, the inspectors aren't getting out there. You get an inspector that comes out. He'll tell you you need to fix 1, 2, 3. And then another inspector will come out and say, okay, you guys fix 1, 2, 3. Now fix 3, 4, 5. So there's no consistency or continuity in the process.
Back at the gas station, Ghassan Harani says he's been working with Kevin Jones at the Business License Center, and they've been making some progress on that issue. He says the city of Detroit used to send letters explaining exactly what the business owner should do for a license or a certificate of compliance. Then a few years ago, it stopped sending those letters.
This year, all business owners, they're going to receive a letter with explanation for business license and certificate of compliance. That will help a lot.
We asked City Hall for an interview with Kevin Jones. As has become fairly typical of Mayor Mike Duggan's administration, our request was declined. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.